Thank you all for standing by. At this time, I'd like to inform all parties that today's call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect. Thank you. You may begin.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is the Data and Metrics for Policymaking Working Group on the 4th of March, 2014. On the call today, we have Mikey O'Connor, Marinelle Roska, Daryl Langdon Orr, Tony Ornato, Pam Little, Andrew Merriam, Jonathan Zuck, Rob Schechter, and Caleb Cow. We have apologies from Abhijit Junyanti. From staff, we have Barry Cobb, Mary Wong, and myself, Terry Agnew. I'd like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you so much, and over to you, Mikey.
Thanks, Terry. I love the way you paused over your own name. In and welcome, everybody. This is the first of many, I think, fun and interesting meetings about data and metrics for reporting. I see old friends and new people that I don't know on this call, and we'll spend some time sharing a little bit about ourselves in a minute. There are several things that will happen at the beginning of every call. You heard Terry do the roll call and get the recording started, and these calls are recorded and archived for the world to see and hear. And another thing that we'll do at the very beginning of every call is check to see if anybody's statement of interest has changed. Now, on this particular call, I wouldn't expect any because our statements of interest are all pretty new, but we'll always stop and ask for that. And if your status has changed, if you have a new job or you've changed roles, that's a good thing to let us know about. And the other thing we'll do at the beginning of every call is take a moment to sort of run through the agenda and see if there are any things that we want to add or change about the agenda. And the agenda is in the upper right of the Adobe room. If you're only on the conference bridge and cannot get into the Adobe room, or as in the case of Cheryl Langanora, keep getting booted out of the Adobe room, and you want to speak, by all means interrupt me, but otherwise raise your hand, and Pam is showing off her hand-raising skills, and so I'll go to Pam next. Go ahead, Pam.
Thanks, Mikey. I just want to give an update on my statement of interest. I tried to do that online, but the drop-down menu doesn't have a selection for registry stakeholder group, only has registrar stakeholder group. So previously, when we were in the charter working group, I was actually participating in my personal capacity. But since then, my employer, Zodia, has become a member of the registry stakeholder group, and I will be participating in this working group as a representative of the registry stakeholder group. So if we could, if someone could let me know how to update that in my statement of interest online and also in this spreadsheet we have now shown on the screen, I just want to have the record corrected.
Thanks, Pam. Can I hand that action to you, Barry, for follow-up?
Yes, sure, Mikey. I'll take a look at it.
Thanks, ma'am. And let me now demonstrate another feature of the Adobe Room, which is I'm going to do a round of applause for Pam's new status. That is great that you're going to be a registry representative. Okay. I see that we've picked up a couple more people, but I was sort of hoping for a few more of the new ones. I think what I'm going to do is rearrange the agenda just a little bit. I would sort of like to wait on the introductions until we have a few more people on the call. We may have shaken a fair number off because of that time change for the meeting. I'm not sure about that.
More than 60 minutes.
Yeah, I know, but You know how fragile these big meetings are, Cheryl.
Oh, no.
So, I tell you what, let's skip number two and, let me just pause for a minute. Does anybody have anything they want to add to the agenda besides the list that we've got here now? One thing I think I want to highlight is that we are going to, is number six, which is we are scheduled to meet in a public session in Singapore. And so one of the very early things that we're going to have to produce is a set of slides to sort of introduce ourselves to that session. And I'm going to kind of lean on Barry for a first draft of that as well, if I can. But that's just the thing to highlight. And so I think what we'll do is head over to item number three, which is the principles of transparency and openness. And Barry, if you could just put up the section of the working group guidelines. While Barry is getting that on the screen for us, let me introduce one notion. We are going to run this working group as though it is a formal GNSO PDP working group, but we are not. We are chartered as a non-PDP working group, and the reason we are is because our recommendations may produce policy changes, but if they do, they will have to launch a PDP. These are more recommendations aimed at procedures and processes, perhaps the bylaws, etc. And so we're not running as a full PDP, but we're going to use the PDP guidelines, which is what Barry now has on the screen. And that might be one to add to our background materials for folks who are new. And the section that this is talking about is to say that pretty much everything we do is public. So our mailing list is publicly archived and visible to the worldwide internet. We record, we make audio recordings of these meetings, and I think in some cases when we really get going, we may also record the Adobe Room. We share the chat transcript, and as you probably have all found out, we're required to provide statements of interest. And so this is just one of the things that we do at the beginning of every working group, and because we have a fairly large number of maybe first-time working group participants, I just wanted to spend a minute on that. I think I've now killed enough time, so I think what I'm going to do is roll back to the introductions agenda item. But just to give you a preview of the rest of the meeting, we're going to spend a few minutes introducing ourselves, letting each other know a bit about who we are and what we bring to the working group and what our interests are.
Mike, Cheryl here.
Go ahead, Cheryl.
Having failed to make the Adobe Room raise my hand, even though I was attempting to, I just want to make an intervention that adds to what you were just saying, particularly the usefulness for people who have not done a huge number of GNSO working groups before is the beginners webinars, which I believe another one is running in the next few hours or day or so. So perhaps Barry could put in the details of that and send it out to the list for those who haven't attended the call. Thanks.
Yeah, that's a great reminder, Cheryl, and it's coming up soon. There's an announcement. I bet Barry can find the link and put that in the chat. And welcome, Rudy. No worries.
Hi, Mikey. It's in the lower right corner.
Lower right corner.
And push it.
Oh, yes. Look at that. Yeah.
Barry, yeah, then, you push it to the list as well.
Yeah, I think, and I think that Glenn already did. But we could
you can
always,
never do it too often, Mikey.
Right. We can do it again and sort of remind people, because these sessions, these newcomer sessions, are designed really as a conversation between folks like many of us who've participated in a lot of GNSO working groups and other folks who are just getting started. And you're all welcome, old-timers and newcomers. So thanks for that, Cheryl. It's too bad that your non-fruit-based computer doesn't allow you to participate as well in the Adobe room.
Well, you let me back in again, so that's always a good thing.
That's good. Okay, so let's skim through the introductions. After that, we're going to talk a bit about election of working group leaders. We'll go through some background materials. We'll talk a bit about Singapore, the work plan, and our next meeting is coming up in a week at this same time, 21 UTC. So with that, let's spend, I don't know, I think about 15 minutes just getting to know each other a bit better. Just on a purely arbitrary basis, I'm going to I'll start with me, just so you don't, those of you who've never been through this before, don't feel like I'm putting you on the spot. But this is just sort of a quick, why are you interested in this? What do you bring to it? A little bit about yourself. It's not a high pressure thing. And if you'd rather pass, that's fine. But here I go. I've been working on this one for quite a while. I, along with several others, Barry especially, were on the Registration Abuse Policies Working Group, RAPWG, that recommended this effort. And many of us on this call participated in the charter drafting team, which we're going to touch on a bit later on.
Why not?
Did somebody want to break in? Oh, I heard a little something. So I'm an old hand at GNSO working groups. In fact, I lead the newcomer session. And so if you have a question about how this stuff works, you know, what the rules are, or stuff like that, do hit me either on the list via email or, you know, during these sessions. I'm happy to take a moment. I am on the GNSO Council, which is the group of people elected by the GNSO constituencies to oversee this policy development process. And as such, one of my hats in this working group is that I am the liaison between this working group and the council, and because of that, I'm the temporary chair of this meeting. We're going to take a look at that situation in the near future, but for now, that's the reason that I'm running the meeting. And there you go. And I think what I'll do is I'll just run down the list in the Adobe room. So, Andrew, sorry to put you on the spot, but
that's good.
Somebody has to go first, and your name starts with A, so take it away.
Perfect. My name is Andrew Merriam. I come from the registry side of things. I'm a recently signed and delegated registry for .wiki. Got a few more in the mix. I'm here mainly as a support and invitation for my senior colleague, Pam Little. She spoke up saying that she was representing the registry side of things, too. And given the time zone differences and whatnot, it seemed like a good idea to have two of us here. So I'm here on last minute notice, following along and learning what I can, and we'll see where it goes from there.
Thanks, Andrew. One little note, somebody's not muted. And
it's me, and I'm wearing a headset, so there's no choice.
Ah. Okay. Well,
and it's my birdie background. I promise it will stop shortly.
Oh, that's what that was. I was trying to figure out if that was breakfast dishes, a bird.
Ooh,
I wouldn't have come up with.
It's Dolaz.
Yeah, this outdoor thing. It's a concept unknown to me. I haven't been outdoors in at least a decade.
Well, your birds would be frozen to death by now, Marky.
That's true. You'd probably shut me up, too, which I will now do. Caleb, go ahead. Caleb is typing. I imagine that's because he's got, well, we'll see what he's got to say. Anyway, Caleb, for the transcript, I'll read what you type, Caleb. And the first thing he typed is, "Hi, this is Caleb. Sorry I can't turn on my microphone. It's 5 a.m. in Singapore, and I'm trying not to wake the family up." Oh, Caleb, I'm so sorry to hear that. We will. I'll tell you what, we'll let you off the hook. And help me remember that sometime when we meet at a different hour, we'll let you speak. With that, I'll move on to the inimitable Cheryl Langdon Orr and let her introduce herself. Cheryl?
Thanks, Marky. Cheryl Langdon-Orr for the record. And yes, morning calls means, well, morning in my part of the world, which is about 3 hours plus on the Singapore time at the moment anyway. I'm UTC plus 11. I'm normally UTC plus 10. But if it turns out to be AM here in Australia, I happen to live in a bushland environment, which means you get to hear lots of wonderful birdie background noise and things. So I kind of apologise, but I also don't really care because it's too damn beautiful not to share. Also an old hand, relationship to this particular work. I was part of the drafting team, but in a number of the GNSO work groups that I've contributed to over the years, and I do not just play in the GNSO, I actually play in the CCNSO and the at-large civil society and other parts of ICANN. For example, I should confess, just in my SOI anyway, I'm currently serving as the chair of the ICANN nominating committee, which kind of puts me across a whole bunch of things. I find that the necessity for some analytics to be used is extremely important, and I'm very supportive of the work that that this particular group has in front of it. I also will confess to being one of the primary contributors to the what ended up to be the document, which is the policy for the guidelines of PDPs in the GNSO. I contributed to a lot of what is now the guidelines we will be following. So I tend to have a reputation of being somewhat queen of process, so I might bring us back to those agreed guidelines from time to time if we stray. Not that people like Mikey would ever stray. And that's it for me, excepting I will link my my page in the wonderful ICANN wiki world to my name. At the moment, the SOI is live, but the link to my personal page is not there. I will remedy that unless Barry beats me to it. And on that page, I maintain all my updated affiliations and activities. Thank you.
Thanks, Cheryl. While you were talking, you fell out of the Adobe room again.
Of course I did. Yes.
It's a feature.
I'm still trying to get back in and have been the whole time.
It's a feature. Well, there you go. You know, somebody else dropped out as well, so I'm going to skip the next person and go to Janvier. Is that how you say your name?
Yes, yes, it's my name, yes, Janvier.
Go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself, Janvier.
Okay, thank you. So my name is Janvier. I hold a PhD in educational technology. I'm currently a teacher in ICT at the University of Yaoundé in Cameroon. I successfully run one project funded by the Internet Society, impact IPv6 in 2012 and 2013 through the community grant program that consisted to educate and train the key player involved in the chain of development of internet in within the country. So I currently the president of ISOC Cameroon chapter, and also stand as AFRINIC board member. So I understand very well the topic of the data and metrics in the internet ecosystem. So I it's my first time to join a working group, one working group at ICANN. So I also hope that I'll join it by joining data and metric for policy marking working group. I'll also learn and contribute. So I dare to, I'll see, since I don't have a very, very long experience, I hope to get more information from those who are there before working on data stuff. So hope to also contribute, give my contribution. So this is my take now. Thank you.
Thanks, Jean-Pierre, and let me extend a personal invitation to contact me directly if anything in this is confusing. The PDP process at the GNSO is a bit confusing, and do try to make that newcomer open house. That's the perfect place to learn a little bit more about this stuff. So, welcome.
Okay, thank you.
I think we need a pool on how many seconds Cheryl stays in the chat room before she drops out. I think she lasted about 20 seconds that time.
You know, Mikey, Cheryl here, that could be one of the most useful metrics we could collect on these calls, you know.
I think that, you know, that's the kind of stuff we're interested in. You know, we're interested in data. So, anyway, Jonathan, carry on.
Hi. It's Jonathan Zook, and I'm the president of the Association for Competitive Technology, and we're an international trade association that represents mobile app developers based here in Brussels, and we represent about 5,000 small and medium-sized businesses. I've been engaged in the ICANN processes for, I don't know, maybe about 9 years, I guess, and it just seems like 30, and... worked on a number of different working groups. Currently, the chair of the other metrics working group that's related to the new GTLD program and evaluating it in terms of consumer trust and choice and competition. And worked on the drafting team for this one. And those of you that know me know that I bring up the topic of metrics with some frequency at ICANN meetings, so I'm very anxious and interested in the outcome of this discussion, because I think a greater use of data and metrics and defined success in ICANN's activities is essential if they're to reach their goals of accountability.
Thanks, Jonathan. Next is another new name for me, so if I mispronounce it, please correct me. I would say Coyote. Go ahead.
Am I heard?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, cool. Okay, so it's Coyote. But Coyote is okay, too. Okay, so I'm Coyote Yusuf. I'm a young IT professional here in Nigeria. I have experience in networking, in telecommunications, and in security. I am interested in this working group. It's actually my first working group in ICON, and I'm interested in it because it's about data matrix. I have interest in data gathering and data harvesting, and I believe this will be a learning process for me. So that's me. Thank you.
Terrific. Well, let me try it again. Coyote. Is that better?
Good, that's it. That's correct. That's it.
Yeah, I bet it wasn't, and you're very kind. let's see. Marinel, I'm going to go with.
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me well?
Yes. Yes, can hear you fine.
Hello, everybody. My name is Marinel Rock. I'm based in Montreal in Canada. I'm first time participating to this GNSO. So before everything else, I'm here to learn a bit about these groups. I have previous experience in publishing some standards with 3GPP and Parley groups. I'm from the mobility side of the road. I'm interested, I've been part of policy management and policy creation before in these standardization groups, and I'm, as internet and mobile are converging right now, I'm here to understand a bit more about the policy management and a bit about these working groups in within ICANN. And definitely I can help a lot on analytics and data mart side of the policy creation, policy management, with the experience I have it in mobility, provided that help will be needed. So I'm very happy to get to know these groups and these working groups.
That's terrific. Just terrific. I'm going to skip. Normally, I'd call on Mary next because I've known Mary as a participant in the ICANN process, but she's recently changed her hat and is now part of the staff. So I'm going to skip her for a minute and go through the staff altogether. Miguel, are you with us? You want to tell us a bit about yourself? If you're speaking, we can't hear you. You may be on mute, or your microphone may be muted. Oh, Miguel is typing. Hang on a minute. I'm listening, but I'm not hearing you yet. Try changing the mute on your microphone, or if you're on the bridge, I bet Terry can give you the secret code, which I always forget, which is how to unmute yourself. Okay, so this is one of the things that I kind of like to get through on the first call, is that this Adobe Room is a little puzzling. And so, Miguel, there's an icon that sounds like possible movement. Do you want to try again? Yeah, go ahead. Still can't hear you, unfortunately. I heard a little bit. So the icon is the one that is immediately to the right. I'm sorry, it's the second one to the right of the audio word at the very top. Yeah, and Mary is suggesting the little telephone handset icon. Ooh, that was promising. That's a weird symbol. I've never seen that before. It looks like you're connected, but I don't know what that red sound that came out meant. Any Adobe old hands that can clue us in on that one? Miguel is going to switch to headphones, which seems like I have to fiddle with it a good bit. In fact, I sort of gave up using my computer and went back to using the phone because I couldn't get the microphone really to work correctly. And that's this is promising. Miguel, you want to try again? It's possible. I'll give it just a second. Rudy's chiming in saying the audio connection always. It's quite variable. Some of us have good luck and some of us don't. I have random luck, and it always seems to me that when I'm leading a call is when things don't work very well. So, Miguel, what do you think? You want to try again, or shall we, if you would like, I could stay on after the call is done, and we could sort out the connection. Or Terry has just suggested that we could also dial you. If you want to just put your phone number in there, we could call you. That would be another way that you could join. I think that's what we'll leave it at that for now. And Miguel, I'm really sorry that this didn't work. Know that you are not alone. And Miguel has got his phone number in there. So I tell you what, when Terry completes the dial out, we'll circle back to you, Miguel. And with that, on to Pam. Pam, you want to?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, can hear you
okay.
Just fine.
Hi, everybody. I firstly like to welcome Andrew Marion, my colleague from the Registry Stakeholder Group. And it's really wonderful to see him joining this working group and supporting me. I realize how difficult it is, everyone. In terms of time zone and workload. And I'm also very pleased to see on the list we seem to have quite a few new registry operators representative joining this working group, and in the Asia-Pacific region as well. I can see someone from China, someone from Singapore, and that's really wonderful to see as a new members or new participants in the ICANN community. I used to work for ICANN for a number of years out of the Sydney office until about the end of 2012. Then ICANN decided to close that office, so I've subsequently been working for a group that applied for a number of new GTODs and also become members or being delegated, so become members of the Registry Stakeholder Group. And therefore, as I said earlier, I'm now joining this group as a representative from the Registry Stakeholder Group. Them is Andrew, and I can see a number of others as well, so that's really good. I look forward to working with everybody on this group.
Thanks, Pam. I'm going to give a little advertisement that you skipped, and that is that Pam was a member of the compliance team and thus is really good at data and metrics from that perspective. It's great to have you.
Thank you, Mike.
My group. Rob, go ahead. We're not hearing you either, Rob. You may need to fiddle with microphone or phone muting, depending on how you're coming in. Still not coming in. Yeah, you and I are in the same boat, Rob. this is why I switched back to going in on the phone. Is that
I always do those.
Yeah, there were days when it worked and there were days when it didn't, and I could never quite get the chicken entrails in the right place to make the Mac talk to Adobe, and so I finally switched back to good old telephone. So. You're not alone, Rob, believe me. And I'm sorry that it's not working real well. It's great when it works, and it's terrible when it doesn't. What can I say? Oh, Miguel on the phone. Miguel, you want to try again?
Hello. Are you listening to me now?
Oh, it's lovely. It's perfect.
Okay, that's good. Sorry for the problems, but I don't understand why my connection is not working now, because it worked 2 hours ago as well. Let me introduce myself. My name is Miguel Ángel. I'm from Spain, but I'm working in Brussels. You're right. I'm working also here in Brussels around the Commission, and I'm working in the public sector. What's my interest of this group? It's double. The first one, because it's related to the somehow to the public sector and also to the metrics for the legislation, probably. And the second thing is because I'm also doing a doctorate related to mechanisms to extract data from the web and to have knowledge. And I think I can contribute in both sense. The first one is the knowledge on public sector, and maybe can be applicable here. And the second, the scope of my doctorate.
That's terrific. This is going to be a pretty high power team, I can tell. Thanks, Miguel, and thanks for your patience with our audio. And it looks like we're offering Rob the same option. You know, I wish we could make this work, but it's good to find this out on this sort of light duty call rather than heavy duty stuff. Rudy, go ahead.
Hello, everybody. My name is Rudy Vansnick. I have 35 years in ICT, 20 years in Internet, and especially in Internet Society. I'm celebrating this year my 20 years membership. I'm also at the board of trustees of ISOC. In ICANN, I started in 2005 together with a lot of people in the at-large. We created the at-large advisory committee, and I enjoyed the time that Cheryl was chairing the at-large. It was an amazing period. And after my 8 years in at-large, I stepped over last year into the policy work. I'm now the policy committee chair for the ANPOC. I'm also working closely together with Jonathan on the implementation advisory group on customer trust and customer competition. In that working group, we are going to do a lot on metrics, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to join this group also. I can always learn a lot more. You can never know enough in the ICANN world, as ICANN doesn't know itself how good it is.
Hear, hear. And I'll also add a hear, hear to the amazing period when Cheryl was the chair of the at-large. That was an amazing period. Thanks, Rudy. Tony, you're last, and then I'm going to let the staff introduce themselves, too, because seems only fair. They're a pretty high-powered bunch as well. Tony?
Sure. Thanks, Mikey. Tony Honorato, for the record. I am a lawyer in New York, and I was involved with the metrics and reporting team that worked up the draft charter for this group. That was a very interesting process and really engaging process, and it was naturally quite enjoyable to segue that into this working group. I'm also involved with some of the others here on the IAG CCT, the Consumer Trust and Competition group, that's also dealing with metrics and what metrics and how to obtain them, how to handle them, how to fashion those requests, all those good things about metrics. So, at bottom, I have a burning passion for metrics, I guess, and this seems like a natural home for me. But seriously, it's quite enjoyable. I really look forward to the work on this, and I think the coordination between the various entities within ICANN that are looking at these metrics issues is particularly important for the policy development over the next at least year and going forward. So anyway, I look forward to it.
Thanks, Tony. Tony was a big contributor to the drafting of the charter. Okay, Barry, you want to lead off the staff team? You're our transitional guy from participant to staff, along with Mary.
Thank you, Mikey. This is Barry Cobb. As Mikey just mentioned, way back in the day, participated on the original registration abuse policies working group. I believe at the time I was a member of the business constituency. Since then, I have kind of semi-converted over. I help contract with the GNSO policy team on various duties, some of which is to assist with some of the working group calls, which we're on now. Like many on the group, I do have a lot of similar metrics and reporting background. Predominantly, back in my day, working with IBM, we would be involved in large-scale service delivery contracts. And we'd need to produce reports that would show our delivery performance against those contracts as well. So it involved a lot of metrics that would be basically rolled up across multiple delivery sections within an overall outsourcing agreement that involved a lot of big data. And, of course, I think the primary component to those metrics was to develop them in a way that were meaningful and actionable. And certainly when we were in the throes of the RAPWG back in the day, as well as some other working groups, we recognized early on that we were basically operating in a vacuum in terms of having access to certain kinds of data to make better decisions or fact-based decisions on our policy efforts. So that's kind of the essence of why this group is here, and so glad to be here and help the team, and look forward to working with everyone. Thank you.
Thanks, Barry. Terry, go ahead. Tell us a little about yourself.
Hi, my name is Terry Agnew, and I'm a GNSO secretariat, so I'll work behind the scenes and send out email invitations and reminders.
So somebody's got to mute their speaker.
Oh, somebody's
got to. Echo. So that's another hygiene thing with the Adobe Room. That echo that you're hearing right now is because somebody's speaker on their computer is turned on.
Deafening.
Yeah. Poor Terry. Not only does she get interrupted, but she gets interrupted by a call quality problem.
Well,
there we go. Yes, mute your mics and speakers. Yeah, it's just, it's the fickle finger of fate. Okay, it seems to have stopped. Terry, back to you.
Oh, I had finished my explanation.
Okay. Well, thanks. Terry is, and the rest of the GNSO secretariat is an amazing group of people. That for those of you who don't know and haven't worked in the GNSO before, you will come to appreciate is the reason the GNSO works. So thanks for being with us, Terry. Mary, I think you're last on my list unless there's somebody that's calling. Go ahead.
Okay, I don't know if you guys can hear me because I'm actually on the Adobe audio. Is this okay?
Yep, it works fine.
Great. So, hi, everybody. As Mikey said, I am a former member of the ICANN community. My name is Mary Wong, and I was on the GNSO Council before Mikey was on, although it was a pleasure to work with Mikey in his various roles there. And then I was also on the CCNSO Council briefly. I've had the pleasure of working with a lot of folks on this working group in various capacities, and it's particularly nice to see so many newcomers as well as people from different parts of the world. I've been a member of ICANN staff for maybe 6 months or so, and I look forward to working with all of you. I primarily support the GNSO, which includes all of you.
Thanks, Mary. And Rob is now with us on the phone, so we'll go to Rob.
Yeah.
There you go.
Is this working?
It is working.
Yeah. Okay, great. I'm a lawyer and a software engineer in Portland, Oregon, USA, and I basically have a couple of startups that I'm a founder of or a co-founder, and I do a lot of work in government transparency, reformatting, making the law more accessible. I also do work with wikis and helping scale wikis up and hoping to work with the new .wiki top-level domain that's coming out soon. And one of my real interests is research methodology and using data well. And so the whole nature of this group and the policies that it's looking at are just really interesting to me. And I can see that having good data and a policy around how we report is really important. It's a nice foundation to have better policies come out in the future.
This is great. Where have you been all my life? I'm glad we got you in there, Rob.
Thanks. Yeah, you know, this is my first working group. I'm really excited to get involved here with GNSO and with ICANN. I've done a lot of work with internet standards over time, done a lot of software development, you know, having to, you know, read through and understand every RFC out there, it feels like sometimes, and so I'm really happy to get involved in making the sausage, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's great to have you. In fact, it's great to have you all. Now, before I wrap this part up, is there anybody that didn't get a chance to introduce themselves? You know, there may be people that are just on the phone, and I'll just take a moment to see if anybody wants to shout out and say, wait, what about me? Okay, we've got, I think, enough time to take the next agenda item, which is number 4, and Barry, who's got extrasensory perception, is way ahead of me and has the description of what the chair of a working group does. This is also from the GNSO working group guidelines. And so this is something, one of the things that we will do as much as we possibly can, Barry and I talked a little bit about this before the meeting, is we will try to have things on the screen that you can read in addition to talking, because I know that some of you are more comfortable with written English than spoken English, and this is one of those things. The way this goes is, and I'm going to read the little phrase there because that's also out of the working group guidelines, is that normally a chair will be selected at the first meeting of the working group. This is that meeting. The working group can elect to have more than one chair, co-chairs, vice chairs, all sorts of options there. And once we select a chair or co-chairs, the GNSO Council confirms that selection. Never in my living memory has the Council not approved a chair selection, but I suppose there's always a first time. And so this is the time for people who would like to take on a role like that to make their intentions known. I will let you know that I would be willing to co-chair if that shows you all anything. And I got a tick mark from Cheryl. That's great. Anybody else interested in doing the chairing stuff? Don't all leap up and speak at the same time.
Mikey, yeah. Cheryl here. I just
ahead,
wondered if this is a particular situation. Now, I know it's a non-PDP working group, but we also have agreed to work with the GNSO work group guidelines, and there are particular roles in that guideline for the liaison role, which you already have. if, in fact, we came to some impasse or issue. And whilst that doesn't conflict with chair, there are times when if one route failed, the other is set there as sort of a belt and braces approach. I wondered if this might be an ideal circumstance to go for a co-chair so that, you know, there's never a which hat do you wear question. There's always someone else to put a hat on. So I was just going to propose, whilst you have my absolute endorsement to continue herding the cats, as you do so well, I wondered whether this may be an ideal group to have a co-chair relationship. And if that's the case, if you don't get a taker here, we should go to the larger list as well. So say, you know, appoint you as chair and seek a co-chair if need be.
Thanks, Cheryl. I had another idea in addition to that, which was that if I was the chair, we have other members of the council on the group, and I might ask one of them to take over the liaison job.
Good way out of it as well. Yep.
Yeah, but I think one of the things that a co-chair does is gives us a chance to bring new people into the leadership circle.
Yeah.
One of the things that many of you have heard me comment is that we're pretty thin in the leadership group in the GNSO, especially in the working group chair group. So if somebody wanted to take on a co-chair role for that reason as well. Training wheels, yeah. I mean, my mentor in this was Roberto Gaetano. Many of you know Roberto from either the at-large or from the board. And it was really, really helpful for me to be the junior co-chair of that pretty lively working group. Yeah, Rudy, you're right. I was really lucky and it was a wonderful experience to work with Roberto. So I would be more than happy to entertain the possibility of somebody joining as a co-chair on this group. I'm not sure I can live up to Roberto's standards, but I would certainly try. The other thing is that I think, Cheryl, you're right. We don't have the whole group by any means on this call. We probably never will. But I'm perfectly comfortable putting this to the list and letting it
percolate,
yeah, cook on the list for a week or two or three even, because,
yep.
You know, we've got amazing continuity. We have a lot of people who were on the drafting team, and so it's not as though we need desperately to have this issue resolved now. And given that we're very close to the top of the hour, I think that's the thing we need to do. Rob, are you volunteering for co-chair with your interested in learning comment? Because if you are, that would be terrific. And
okay.
Cool.
Sounds like a plan then, Rob.
All right, so we're off to a good start. Now, that does not mean that we stop at that. We can have more, because this group, as you'll see, I think at the next meeting we'll pick this agenda up right where we left off, maybe introduce a few more people. Gabrielle, I think we'll let you introduce yourself on the next call, because we are sort of running out of time, but it's great to have you on, and we'll look forward to hearing from you next time around. And as you take a look at our charter, you're going to see that we have a lot of work to do, and we may very well want to break into some parallel tracks for a while or some sort of divide and conquer for this work. And so I think could use a fair number of leaders in this working group. And with that, I think we'll leave that topic for today. And the one that I really want to touch on before we break up is, if you haven't already, please take a very, very careful look at the charter, because there's a lot of really good material in there that lays out the framework of what we're going to do. And don't just read it. Start thinking up your answers to those questions on a very preliminary basis. I think one of the exercises that we may want to go through is for all of us to write down some preliminary answers to the questions in our charter just as a starting point. And so when you read it, jot down some notes, and I'll try to figure out what we're going to do with that information at the next call. Final thing, always, is right here at the top of the hour, is to confirm that we will meet at this very same time in a week. And so we look forward to seeing you all. And with that, I think we'll close this call off. I think we're off to a great start. Thanks all for joining. See you in a week.
Hang on, Mikey. Cheryl here. Just before you do, can we
go
confirm
ahead.
I just wanted to confirm that staff will be putting forward your name and that of Rob Schechter as at this stage, co-chairs to the GNSO, because we need to get that formalised through anyway.
I think we'll let it cook for a week, Cheryl.
I think what we'll do is let the
people who are perhaps a little shy think about it, and then if more people sign up, we'll do it all at once.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the
mm-hmm.
yeah, I ever hopeful. That's Mikey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ever skeptical. That's Cheryl. And with
mm-hmm.
that, we end on a typical typical note. But yeah, I'd like to let it run for a week. I've always been a little bit uncomfortable with this really fast selection of chairs, and in this particular case especially, I think it's useful to let it cook for a week. And then if nobody else steps forward, we'll do it next week for sure.
Yeah, right on, Mikey.
See you, gang.
Bye.
Same time next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Terry, I think we can wrap up the recording and call it a day.
Peggy, if you could stop the recordings, please.
Thank you.
Okay.